Before we begin this episode, we would first of all like to thank all of our listeners for their endless support. We would also like to invite you to visit us on our website at www.preptgrind.com, where you can gain access to all of our Pre-PT Grind platforms, as well as your own Pre-PT Grind ebook, free ebook, titled The Top 10 Tips to Get into PT School. Our purpose with current and future content is to provide you with everything you need to be a stellar DPT school candidate. We look forward to serving you more and more. Enjoy the rest of this episode. So tonight's topic is going to be one that we feel is very needed for all you guys to really listen to. One that is needed not only because we think it's important, but because of what you guys actually mean to this profession of physical therapy that y'all are getting into. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Your significance as a pre-PT student. Your significance as a pre-PT student. But before we do that, we just want to thank you guys for everything you guys have done for us this past year. We want to thank you guys on the pre-doctor physical therapy students page. We want to thank y'all that listen to our podcast episodes. We want to thank y'all that have followed us on the pre-PT Grind, you know, main page, all our other media streams for our students in the pre-PT Success program. All of y'all, like, it's been an absolute like, I got off a call this morning and I was just telling Casey, I was like, man, I got off a call with a pre-PT who was just fired up. Like, it's, I don't think you guys understand, like, there is nothing more amazing than talking to one of y'all that is just like locked in and fired up and ready to just make things happen, right? Obviously everyone's at a different point in their journey, but just to get on a call with y'all and just kind of say, hey, where are you at? Let's figure out where you're at. We know where you're going. How do we bridge the gap? And that conversation, like, I was in the car on my way to the clinic, like, on my way to work. And I don't know, like, why, but, like, my first set of patients, I was just so, like, all the way past lunch, I was like, shoot, like, I was on cloud nine just because of the passion that was coming out of this pre-PT. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys have no idea how significant that is to us to see y'all just excited about your journey, right? That literally pumps us up to the point where we want to give you more. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want to spend more time serving you. We want to spend more time creating content for you, creating videos for you, creating podcasts for you. But it was that energy that just was like, man, like, if we all had that, like, going into the profession, there is no stopping what happens. There is zero stopping what happens. And that's what makes tonight's conversation so important. Your significance as a pre-PT, right? And so, like, this topic is not your significance to, you know, your program. It's not really your significance to your family, because it's kind of nice, you know. Hey, we got a doctor in the family. No. It's none of that. A lot of it is really your significance to the profession and to your future clientele, aka your patients, right? So to your future patients and to your profession as a whole. Like, I was talking about this on Sunday during a live training, and I was talking about how, like, I don't think y'all fully understand where physical therapy is and why this movement of new pre-PTs has such a big part to do with where we're going to go, right? Right now, physical therapy, I mean, it's a great profession. Like, we love PT, right? But right now, where PT is I think it's hit a point where we've started to comply. We've started to plateau, I guess is a good word to say, where we just kind of like, hey, things are good the way they are. That's usually how, you know, when things go south, that's usually how they start. Things are good the way they are. So let's not change it. You know what I'm saying? Sports PT is good the way it is. Orthopedic PT is good the way it is. Neuro PT is good the way it is, right? And so when we do that, it allows us to feel like all we got to do is just go through the motions. As students, all we got to do is just get through, get a job, work that job, maybe switch to another job if we get bored, and then retire. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, I mean, what else are we going to do? But you guys have to realize, like, there's a lot of changes that went through the the PT profession, just to bring us to where we are now. Like, there's a lot of changes that went through from the point of us being a nursing profession to transitioning into how it has branched off into so many different areas, like to the point where this coming week, I'm having a PT come in to observe me doing like evals and ortho because she had been in a different part of PT for a while. And now she was just trying to get back into orthopedics. That's how different it is, right? But it took certain people along the way to say, we have to push PT. Like, it took certain people to say, we have to push PT. We have to have sports PT. We have to have neuro PT. We have to have pediatrics PT. We have to have geriatric. Like, all these different things like started because someone said, we can take this vehicle of physical therapy and apply it elsewhere. Apply it to this population, serving more and more to the point where there's really no one we can't serve at this point, right? It don't matter if you right out of surgery. It don't matter if you're trying to go back pro. Like, we really, like, there's no limitations. But it took individuals that were willing to, like, they're willing to say, let's push. Because that individual needs to be served at this level. So we have to push, right? And most of the times, it's people who have not complied to how everything already is. And not saying always, but the majority of the time, it's y'all, the young folk, right? The young clinicians coming in, the people that have not been in long enough to know how, like, what the standard is. You guys have a deep significance to this profession. And once you guys realize that, then it really starts, like, navigating what you guys do, right? Everything that y'all are doing, trying, like, from your current semester to the application process to how much effort you put through every single thing, how much you invest in yourself, a lot of it, like, is really not even about us as pre-PTs or PT students or physical therapists. It's about what we are part of, right? It's a part... Like, it's about the patients that are waiting for us on the other side of PT school. Like, that's what it's about. Like, imagine if all of us were simply energized by the fact that we had, forget all the hundreds of patients. If you had five people that came and approached you today, five people, and somehow because of, you know, being able to tell time and, you know, see into the future, like, you were able to know in 5 years, these were five people that you were meant to serve. Not because no one else can treat them, not because no one else can do this, that, and the other, but because your experiences actually speak to their story best, right? Your experiences speak to their experience better, allowing them to buy into you better, right? Allowing you to develop a relationship with them that actually pushes both of you to excel, right? Right? Like, so it, like, if you were met by five people today that said that, like, how much harder would you work? How much harder would you grind? How much harder would you push to get to the other side, right? Or would you just say, man, they seem like cool people. I can see how we would vibe well with each other, but I'd just rather, you know, stick to my TV shows. I'd just rather stick to doing the bare minimum. I just rather stick to just, you know, I'm trying in these classes, but I don't really want to do anything else because it's inconvenient to me. How much harder would you have to work, right? How much harder would you be pushing? That's how you have to think. Your significance is in the fact that it's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about Casey. It's not about any of us. We're just servants, y'all. It's not about us. It's about the people that we serve. And it's about this massive profession that we are a part of that needs to be pushed further and further and further. And y'all become the ones to do it. Casey, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, we kind of, well, first of all, what's up, Sarah? What's up, Leo? What's up, Trey? What's up, Team Replay, if you're watching on replay? But we've talked about this topic before. And I don't know if it, you know, goes over people's heads sometimes, but to try and like lock it in even more, you know, you can answer this now if you want. You can, you know, write it down for yourself later. But to make sure you know how significant you are as a pre-PT, just ask yourself this question of what will PT look like with you in it? Whether it's 6 months from now and you're, you know, going into PT school, because when you're in PT school, you are a part of the profession. APTA, you know, accepts you. So what will PT look like with you in it? What will it look like with you as a clinician? Maybe 3 years, 5 years, 7 years. What will it look like with you in it? Are you just going to be another average PT in the future? Are you just going to be another person who builds units? Because, you know, Joseph is doing all he can. He's at renewal, pre-PT grind. I'm in school, pre-PT grind, new grad physical therapy. So we're doing what we can to make a difference, to make ourselves significant in order to make the profession significant and our patients significant, all of that. But what are you going to do 6 months from now, 5 years from now, 7 years from now? What are you going to do to make yourself significant? Because nobody's just going to give it to you. Like, oh, you knew about pre-PT grind. Oh, you're so significant. Oh, you knew Joseph. Oh, you're so significant. We're just going to give this to you. Nobody is going to give it to you. You have to take it. How are you going to make yourself significant? So yes, you are in essence significant because you are the future. You're going into PT school and you're going to be, you know, pushed out into the field. So what you do has significance, but is it going to be, I guess I could say, is it going to be good significance or is it going to be average or is it going to be even bad? Is it going to be, are you going to have a bad influence on the profession? So you're, either way you look at it, you are the future.
Yep.
How is the future going to be with you in it? Is it going to be good? Is it going to be on fire? Are we going to crash and burn? What's going to happen?
Like, the perspective of most pre-PTs is that it's really just about right now. It's really just about this moment. It's really just about this semester. It's really just about getting through this application process, which becomes frustrating. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really just about this one interview. I just got to get through this one interview. I just got to get
that
through
one interview.
Like if I can just get through this one interview, I'll be good. I just got to get through this second interview. I just got to get through this conversation. Like, I'm nervous. Like, we're always so, like, focused on the immediate. We're always so focused on just, like, what's now, what's affecting me, that we forget exactly what Sarah just said. Like, we forget exactly what Sarah just said. Because I can guarantee y'all right now, every physical therapist that is, well, those that are enjoying their job, I know some don't. But every physical therapist that may be watching this or might be watching on replay can agree to the fact that there have been patients they have interacted with where they're like, yo, it's like we were meant for each other. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we were just meant to meet. We were just meant to interact. Like, I got two right now, actually. I got two right now where I'm just like, not even for them, but many times even for me. Like, it's almost like it was like a match made in heaven. You know what I mean? But because, like, if that individual was introduced to me as a pre-PT, where I could see them face-to-face and know that after I graduated as a physical therapist, after I started this profession, that patient would have been waiting for me. Not saying that, like, I'm waiting for them to get injured or anything, but if there was a way to know, it would have completely changed my level of grind, right? And if you guys go in with that mindset, it does not matter how, like, what your GPA is. Because you know what's happened? Y'all have been just shown your patient. What does that mean? If you're being shown your patient in the future, it means that there is a reality already pre-established that you're getting to PT school. So what's up with freaking out about the fact that, you know, I might not get in? No! Y'all got patients waiting for you. Right? Now we just gotta make it happen. Now we just gotta get y'all across the line. Okay? If it takes a year or two because we have to recalibrate a few things, then so be it. But understanding the fact that there are a group of individuals waiting for you to serve them, for you to serve them, right? Waiting for you on the other, like, it could be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. It does not matter. You have to be a physical therapist to be able to do that, right? And so you guys mean so much more. Like, the way life works is so much bigger than just the immediate. I know it feels like that, like, at the moment. I know it feels like, man, y'all might have a chem exam next week, and that feels like the world right now. Shoot, I know that's how I felt about physics. Like, physics was not the business for me. I'm not gonna lie. I had to get a tutor. You know what I mean? But because, like, it felt like every exam was just like, after the exam, I just go and I'd have to decompress. I'd have to go to my room, like lay down on my bed or whatever, and just, unless I had a class afterwards, then that was just terrible. But, like, if I had a chance to decompress, I would, because I felt like the weight of the world was lifted off my shoulder. But that's how we look at our experience, right? Right? Very short term. And that's not bad, because we all go through that process. But every now and then, take a step back. Look, like, have a bird's eye view of what it looks like after you finish PT school? Like, what's on the other end? What's pushing you to grind? For some of you, it's actually pretty easy, because the reason why you're in physical therapy is because you might have a family member that was that patient. You might have been that patient. You just, like, you're dying to serve that patient again, someone who's in a similar situation. For others, y'all, you may not have even really thought about it. Sarah just said it. She's like, I didn't really think about it. I didn't consider it, right? But now it actually, like, she got accepted into PT school, multiple programs, but she now has something that allows her to push even harder. She pushes even harder now as a pre-PT, right? She pushes even harder now that she'll be a PT student. She'll push even harder now that she'll be a physical therapist. So necessary to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. You got it, Allison. It helps to realize your purpose. It's all about purpose, guys. Think about it. Why physical therapy? Like, we had a podcast episode where we were essentially saying that, like, physical therapy might not be for you, right? It was with Jerry Durham. Physical therapy might not be for you. Why physical therapy? Is it a pretty cool trend that you're seeing? Hey, they got, I think I'll have a pretty, like, it's a good market. Like, you'll get a job. If you're looking for a career where you'll be guaranteed a job, I think you can be guaranteed a job. Now you got to pass the boards and all that stuff. It might not always be where you want it to be, but you'll get a job. Like, if that's all you're looking at, then I'm not going to lie, y'all. PT might not be it. PT might not be it, because it is so much more than just a career. It's so much more than just a salary, so much more than just being paid. It's really a lot deeper than that, because it means so much more. Think about the significance that, you know, one patient coming into your clinic, to the hospital, and you're serving them. Like, think about the significance of the interaction that you have with them. When you're able to pour everything out for them in order for them to be able to accomplish their goals, right? Like, you have family members coming in crying because they haven't seen grandma walk like that, you know, in like 5 years. Like, it's so much deeper. And if we're looking at it as just another profession where it's like, hey, I have a good guarantee of a job, then maybe we have to take this bird's eye view look a little more. But if you guys are like, yo, yeah, I can see that. I can see what it looks like after a few years. Like, I can rock with that. I can go with that because I see now why I have to work harder now. You know, this semester where I kind of started off a little shaky, or I'm just, you know, especially for y'all like freshmen, sophomores, whatever, where y'all feel like you have time, it's really easy to just kind of sit back. So if you're anything like me, where you're like, I got junior year and senior year to get my act together. You know what I mean? And if that doesn't work out, I'll just take a year off and fix up a few things. You know, like, it's very easy to feel like that. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Do not be deceived to see that as the only thing that, I mean, don't be deceived to feel as though, like, living in the short term is going to determine your ability to get into a program, because that's when we get to the other side. That's when we get to the application process and we're like, I'll just apply to like 10
schools. I got an essay tomorrow. I got an interview tomorrow. What do I do?
I didn't really think about this. Shoot, it wasn't really that important to me, right? Bird's eye view, y'all. Again, it's important to remember. Oh, I didn't read that.
There we go.
It's not about how much y'all want to make. It's how much you want to serve, guys. So, yeah, man. Casey, what are your thoughts, man?
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much wrapped it up. But for the people who just joining, what is it going to be? Is physical therapy going to thrive because of you and the new generation, or is it going to die? Simple as that. Like, ooh, what are you going to make out of it? It's really all up to y'all. What is it, 13 on right now? I don't know how many people are going to watch this on replay or ever. But for those of you watching it, it's your responsibility now. What are you going to do with the information? Because all me and Joseph can do is give you as much information, the best information we can. If you take it and run with it, that's up to you.
Exactly.
If you don't take it in, if you just push it away to the side, that's up to you as well. We're trying our best to do what we can to push it forward. But in essence, it's on you too. So what's it going to be? Is it going to be PT in 5 years on commercials, on TV shows, killing the game? You know, are you going to contribute to what, let's say, 50 more runners doing what they love to do in 5 more years? Are you going to contribute to 1,000 more people with less low back pain in 15 years? What is it really going to be? It's all up to you. I know you're not thinking about it right now, but once you hit like that second year in PT school, that third year, or maybe even your first year out, you're going to be like, dang, well, what is it now? What do I do? What can I do? Do I even matter? I'm just a first year, you know, DBT student. But if you have it now, then you have it, you know, up until PT school and into PT school and into, well, until when you graduate.
Yes, sir.
How are we going to look? It's just cool to think about. So I hope you take it with you. I hope this resonates with you. I hope you think about it, ponder with it, you know, come back to this live video maybe a week after, a few days later, and leave your comment, you know, push it back up so more people can see it. Leave some comments below, leave some likes so people can ask themselves this question too. So that's pretty much it. It's all on y'all. Let's see what happens.
We have so much faith in y'all, man. And if you guys are at a point right now where you're just kind of stuck, and you're saying, yo, this kind of makes sense, man. Like this definitely makes sense. I want to be part of that group that just sees it, that can really put it together, that can, you know, see what the significance of my place as a pre-PT is, right? If you guys are at that point, man, Cameron, appreciate it. But if y'all are at that point, man, like you're stuck, like just reach out to us, like send us a message at contact@preptguy.com and be like, man, I'm stuck. Like, what should I do about it? And we'll give you direction. But if you're not stuck and you're at a point where you're like, okay, I get it. I got to get my ish together. Then hopefully this was a good wake up call. To really see it as much larger than just this semester, as much larger than just this year, as much larger than just this summer or this fall when, you know, you're applying for next cycle. Like, when you see it as much larger than that, then everything starts to make a heck of a lot of sense, right? With clarity and direction comes some pretty doggone good focus. You know what I'm saying? And that really allows you to navigate the entire process all the way to becoming physical therapist. That's it. That is it, man. So we wish you guys nothing but the best. But for y'all that feel like you're stuck, man, like feel free to reach out. Like we're always ready to serve y'all. So like just send us a message to contact@preptguy.com and just be like, hey, man, I'm stuck. But for everyone else on here, even the physical therapist that may be watching this, man, like, thank you guys for what you do. Let's continue to push the profession forward. Let's continue to push our service level forward and everything that we do for those that we encounter every single day.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. This show has been brought to you by the Pre-PT Success Program, a program designed to take pre-PT students and help them become excellent DPT school candidates without wasting years of frustration during the application process. To learn and master Pre-PT Grind's 6-step process that will get you into physical therapy school, the Pre-PT Success Program is exactly what you have been looking for. Reach out to us at contact@preptgrind.com, aka our Facebook Messenger. And thank you once again for joining us on this episode. We look forward to seeing you next week on the Pre-PT Grind podcast.